The Middle East is one part of the world that, no surprise, will figure high on Barack Obama's agenda. And if he wants to get a quick lesson in Arabic culture, its music specifically, we suggest he listen to the latest recording by Natasha Atlas. Natasha Atlas is 44. She's the daughter of an Egyptian neurologist and a British costume designer. Atlas herself grew up in a Moroccan suburb of Brussels and now makes her home in London. She's always looking for compelling ways to bring the riches of the Arabic songbook to Western ears. On Anahina, her new CD, Natasha Atlas is a bit like a young soul singer, stepping back a few years to perform the old hits. She focuses on the retro pop sounds of the Middle East from the 50s and 60s. The title track evokes that perfectly, though it was written recently by Atlas herself. Last year, Natasha Atlas undertook an acoustic tour. She recruited British arranger and composer Harvey Brough to be the director of the show. He arranged for Atlas songs that are best associated with some of the pop stars of the Middle East, singers like Lebanese diva Fairuz and the late Egyptian heartthrob Abdel Halim Hafez. Atlas kept Brough on board for her new album because he was able to pull off for her on stage what she wanted for this recording.
As a composer, he can sort of dissect, analyze, and notate music that if I gave him some Fairuz and Abdel Halim Hafez stuff, that he would be able to figure it out.
And did he?
And at first he was overwhelmed by it and thought, oh my God, you know, this is quite alien to him. And then very quickly he started to develop a relationship with it and understood it. So for me, it was a way to introduce him and other musicians of a classical nature that maybe have an interest in Arabic music, for them to get sort of close to it and also bring Arabic musicians into that. So there can be really a true exchange, because that expresses my duality too.
As an Egyptian Brit, Natasha Atlas has been exploring that duality her entire professional life. That's been the point of her work with the London-based dance group Trans Global Underground. And when Atlas DJed the world's New Year's Day show in 2002, her love of East meets West fusion prompted her to pick this song, El Asil, by Abdel Halim Hafez.
أغرق الأصيل مفرق النخيل في سنة الشفق فانسنا يميل أطفه الجميل.
Here's Natasha Atlas in 2002 explaining her love of this tune.
There's something about it that sounds like Frank Sinatra, you know. For me, it's like the late 50s, early 60s fusion of kind of Western music and Arabic music.
On Anahina, Natasha Atlas covers El Asil. She loves the song, but she also confessed to me that she's had a crush on Abdel Halim Hafez for years.
He's like the icon for women, as he was a film star, but he was a singer. Because he was ill all his life, he had a sensitivity he had something that was really in touch with his sort of feminine side. He was very gentle, very sensitive, but still very male. But he captured a lot of Arabic women's hearts because he was unusual in that sense, because usually it's a very macho kind of persona, and his was quite unique.
El Asil means sunset, and the lyrics compare the sun's rays to the streaks in a lover's golden hair. Natasha Atlas is so faithful to Abdel Halim Hafez's version that they are almost identical in duration. If you're in L.A. or New York, you have two chances to hear her perform it live. Natasha Atlas is in Los Angeles on Sunday and New York on Tuesday. That'll do it for us today. The Global Hit Podcast can let you hear this story again, not to mention the entire program. That's at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
the World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.